He's a young player first and foremost, with huge ability, huge technical ability, but equally as a character. I think he's the right type. I mean, he's young, he's confident, he knows he can play, and ultimately we'll give him the platform, hopefully, some of the experience we've picked up over the years. But the biggest single player in all this will be Jack himself. He's the one that's got to deliver when he crosses the white line. But I know he's very much up for the challenge, and it's the type of player I love working with.
Is it refreshing to see that level of confidence from someone so young?
Well, it is, absolutely. And, you know, even with regards to tomorrow, he was scheduled to be a christening back home in Dublin. And, I mean, a very close family. And he's obviously spoke to the family, they understand, but he wants to be here as part of that pre-season. So it tells you, for me, that professionalism, that focus, that concentration to go with all his ability. And as I said before, you know, we're really excited and looking forward to working with him.
Towards the end of your first week here with the lads, how have you found it?
It's been great. I mean, weather-wise, it's not been great, but the actual work they've got through, it's been terrific. It's been their attitude has been second to none. They've come in, as I said before, looking forward to the work, getting about it, getting themselves first and foremost, you know, physically ready. And we've had the ball out. They've been taking part in that as well. So it's been great. I mean, I've really enjoyed being out there with them, and I think they've enjoyed it as well, which is great moving forward.
In terms of the numbers, I know there's a couple that you've allowed a break because I haven't had one yet. Are there enough numbers, or have you had to bring some of the younger players through with you to work with that size?
No, I brought three or four of the young players through, not just for numbers, because I certainly believe that we have young players with ability. You know, Scott Wharton, Jack Doyle, boys of that. You know, Conor Mahoney's been in and about the team before. So we've got players of that quality in terms of the young players coming through to complement the existing ones. But you're right, I mean, obviously Corey and Shane had been at the Euros, and I've given them, you know, the 3 weeks off to make sure they get that rest and family time, so that when they come back to us, they're nice and fresh and ready to go. But, you know, the boys that have come in and really applied themselves. We obviously go to Austria on Monday, and we'll take the group for that. So, as I say, I look forward to get more work done. There's a game at the end of that, and that just, you know, we'll probably split them up and maybe get 45 minutes from each player in that. And then we continue day by day to build ourselves up for the start of the season proper.
You started a week with Alan Irvine. You're ending the week without him. Why has he left, Owen?
No, I mean, Alan's an outstanding man. We go way back, as you know, we've competed against each other. We've known each other for many years, and, you know, every club wishes him well because he's a real football man. And he's a gentleman. So, you know, with that being said, then obviously I said before, it's an opportunity for him to move on. And equally, it's then for us to move in. So, and obviously, Sandy Stewart, who's, as you know, been my long-time assistant manager, will come in and join us. And as I said before, we look forward to moving on together. Rob Kelly's here again, who's a huge part of what we're doing. And we'll kick on and be ready to go.
Is it only natural when a new manager comes in that you'll want your own people? Of course you will. And maybe Alan will look at it and think he was brought in by another manager, and maybe it's the right time for him to go.
Well, the only person I can tell you that is Alan. You know, as I said before, when we came in, I said to him, we go way back, and he knows me very well. And he came in, worked a couple of days, and he loved it. I mean, I've got to say, he really enjoyed what he was doing. But I think, if truth be told, this approach had came certainly before that. And obviously, he felt it was right that when we got to see each other face-to-face, we could chat it through, which we did. And as I said before, he'll be the first to tell you that I think as a club, we'll really help them in terms of respect, giving them the opportunity to go and pursue something that he wants to do.
You've been active in the transfer market, very much so, since you've been here. Owen, is the next week, while you're going to be away, going to be a quiet time in that regard?
Well, it's never quiet. I mean, you and I are chatting just now, but I can guarantee you there's a few voicemails on my phone that have chased up different things and such forth, and that's the nature of the game. We never stop trying to improve the squad. Sometimes it's not possible because maybe player availability, maybe the finance is not in place that can secure that type of player, but we won't stop trying to bring good players to the football club, and that's what we continue to do.
Did you expect Tommy Spur to go elsewhere?
I inherited that, as you know. I mean, obviously when I came in, Tommy had already been 5 or 6 weeks out of contract, and within that, then obviously other clubs had probably made offers to Tommy from in that respect. And he actually came in the other day to see us all personally, you know, and that probably tells you the measure of the man. I mean, he's a really nice man, Tommy, and we wish him well. I think I'm led to believe that he was given a guaranteed 3-year contract, which at his age and circumstance, a fantastic offer for him. So we wish him well, and it's like anything else. When one door closes, another one opens. We've already brought young Stephen Hendry in from West Ham, and I'll look to add another player in that position so we get real competition. So that's the nature of the game, but we wish him well.
You mentioned Jack Doyle earlier as well. You've got another good left-back coming through as well, haven't you?
Yeah, we have, and I've got to tell you, I've loved his attitude this week, and he's shown a high fitness level, showing a real desire, you know, in the tough moments when they're doing their physical stuff. And as I say, it's very early. He's only working with me 3 or 4 days in the training ground. But I like the look of one or two of those young kids. And in time, I would hope that they're going to be Blackburn Rovers players of the future.
What does Sandy Stewart bring to the party, Owen?
Well, he brings a lot. I mean, he's SFA staff coach in Scotland, as you know, where everybody goes to do all their coaching badges and licences, so it tells you the level of the quality he has there. And as I said before, he's been with me. We were players together in 1990, and we've had success, you know, where we've been. And he's outstanding, knows the game inside out, great with players, and he brings a host of qualities and attributes that will serve Blackburn Rovers well.
Is he a good sounding board for you? Do you find yourselves disagreeing over things, which can only be healthy?
Yeah, well, the great thing for me is, he's very much his own man, and that's why it's important that you have staff in place like that, because if somebody's just going to agree with everything you say, then, you know, there's no really debate about anything, and sometimes they might see something different, which I like. Rob Kelly's there, as we know, an outstanding coach, and get a good eye. Phil Hughes, obviously, the goalkeeping coach. So I think we have a very good staff, and Sandy will hugely compliment what we have.
I suppose it must already be feeling like your place already. The players you're introducing, you've brought Phil Hughes with you, Sandy Stewart's coming with you. Is it feeling more and more like your squad already after a short space of time?
Well, I just felt that when we came in the door at Blackburn Rovers, the important thing was to hit the ground running and get everything going and look to get those positive vibes, which we're doing, and we'll continue to do that. We'll do the very best in our ability with the squad we've got to make sure that we have a squad that's competitive, can look to stand toe-to-toe with the best, and we'll take it from there.